Well, obviously, it's disappointing that there has undoubtedly been a swing towards packed lunch for some children on certain days. It's very hard to take a snapshot of particular days and know what was driving that necessarily, because some schools have children that come in or out depending on that day's menu and whether they like the meal that's on offer. But obviously, from a department perspective, it's a very healthy, nutritious meal that we offer, and we are listening to pupil feedback, parent feedback, and importantly, the kitchen and the teacher feedback as to how we can tweak the menu offering so it appeals to the widest number of children, so that we can continue to deliver really healthy, nutritious meals. And importantly, reducing that ultra processed content, which has, you know, all the latest research coming out is demonstrating how very damaging it is long term. But also, I suppose, the meals that we are offering develop a palate for proper meals that perhaps not all children have experienced. So I accept that change is hard, but it is coming from a really good place with really high quality. Mm. And I believe we're now hitting about 25% Manx produce content.
Because you have said in this written answer that figures fluctuate throughout the school year for a variety of reasons. You're talking about weather, you're talking about seasonal events. Of course, we've got data from the 6th of January, the 1st of October and the 3rd of September. 3rd of September would be the first week of the academic year. So you've mentioned about reception children not typically having lunch at school during that first week. But do you admit that it is this new menu introduced in September has had an effect on the number of people taking school meals?
Interestingly, in a few schools, other schools have seen a small increase in uptake of school meals or stayed about the same. So I think that's partly, you know, peer pressure. There's a lot of, I want to go on packed lunch if my friend's going on packed lunch. I suppose where we are, we want to make a healthy meal, the healthy choice, the easy choice, and appeal to more pupils. And I think particularly when you come into January and the cold weather and possibly the novelty of a new packed lunch bag or packed lunches may have worn off a little bit, the hot meal may be more appealing. We are also really listening to the feedback over the choices. So we're tweaking what's on the salad bar and potentially the fruit selection that is unlimited, and also in terms of the choices where we've always got the non-meat offering and the veggie offering and the, you know, how which dishes best go side by side so that there is real choice there for children. So I can only say that the primary school meals team has been working unbelievably hard, and they're all really, really focused on making our meal offering the most appealing, the easy choice, but also the best possible food that's both nutritious, benefiting the child in that way, but also the education about what healthy eating means. And then hopefully to see also better concentration levels, for instance, in the afternoon. And so it's potentially early days, and we will continue to monitor, we will continue to respond to feedback, and we will continue to deliver excellent quality of low ultra-processed, brilliant, nutritious Manx produce as much as possible meals.
You were very proud, and the department was very proud of the amount of UPFs that you'd managed to reduce out of the school menu, the amount of Manx produce in there. Realistically, how many tweaks can you make before you have to start going back on some of those pinpoints that were highlighted at the time?
Yeah, we are looking, for instance, at whether ketchup would tip a few more pupils into choosing the meal. Obviously, we have to source low sugar, low salt option on that. We have enabled and allowed mayonnaise to be served with the tuna wraps or the tuna dishes of the day. And we are looking very much at having a seasonal treat. So obviously schools will be gearing up to their festive menus, and there will potentially be made in our own kitchens a seasonal shortbread treat. And we'll look at doing something like that for other seasonal treats in other terms. But it's driving good habits, really healthy food, and the awareness of what healthy food is. And I can say, having been to some of these schools, one of which actually on that particular day in October showed a reduction or in the school meal uptake. That wasn't what was reported to me by the school kitchen. They were all really enthused. And the pupils that I sat next to while I sampled the amazingly wonderful steak pie dish, they were all equally enthused, although there were more people opting that day for the pizza, which is not ultra processed. It probably is processed still. But obviously, you know, the choice between a margarita pizza or a fantastically homemade steak pie is a tough one for children. So also all that feedback that we're getting, I am confident that our output now is a consistently high quality, really good food. And as I said, we want to make that healthy choice the easy choice and enable more children to have access to really good, nutritious school dinners?
Genuine question, because it is, of course, a personal choice for families and the parents of pupils. But would the department prefer to see more pupils taking up school meals, or does it matter to the department how many take up school meals?
We do subsidise the school meals. So I think the current price to a pupil is £2.55. It's just over £4 for an adult meal if a teacher opts to have that meal. We are neutral about that. You know, our decision, very much driven by a policy that we agreed as a department, was a really positive thing. And I have to say, the feedback I'm getting, particularly from public health, from chefs around the island, has been extremely positive. And there are other places that are looking with interest to what we have done and how we're delivering it. It's a really good policy. It's a really good start for children. Obviously, from my perspective, it's better the more people that come on board. But we do bear in mind that we subsidise every meal by almost 50% okay. in terms of the delivery to the child by the time you take into account the food prep, cooking, serving and everything else. But we continue to monitor all that. And so, no, we're not either pushing or not, it's there. I hope the children are adventurous in their taste, develop the palate, and potentially from the younger ones upwards really come to appreciate what a good meal, what a healthy balanced meal looks like, and what good food tastes like. And that's beneficial both in their nutritional intake but also in the education around food, healthy food. And as we know, you know, I think one of the biggest issues for public health at the moment is obesity, so this also works towards that, improving that as well.
So your department say there was a reduction in the take up of school meals. It might mean that you're spending less in the budget on school meals, but it's not seen as a win.
No, I want, obviously, I would like to see more children have access to healthy meals, especially during the winter months. A hot meal is something really beneficial, but it's early days yet. And I'd also say that, you know, taking a snapshot on a particular day is not indicative of the take up overall and of the term.
Do you think if these dates were slightly different, say it was the 20th of January, say it was the 30th of September and the 10th of October, that the results might have been different?
They may well have been, because I said some schools, they opt in and out day by day. And I'd say look at the individual meal choices on a particular day can have a big swing in numbers in an individual school. But I also see that some of that is driven by what your friends do. So I think we are continuing, obviously, to offer really healthy, nutritious meals. The primary school meals team, we have a website. I'm hoping that we'll be able to put up photographs of our actual meals that are consistently being served in these kitchens and in all the various schools. And also there's contact details are on there. We welcome feedback and we look forward to tweaking the menu as the team already are for September 2026.
So that's the next time the menu will be changed. Is it next September?
There are some small changes going ahead, I think, from next term, including one of the big feedback points was about having sweet corn on the salad bar. So that's something that we're trying to facilitate. But there is, and I said, looking into possibility of a healthier option of ketchup for people for whom that would make all the difference. But there's also, I think, baked beans being offered with the burger, where that was potentially dry. So we we absolutely want to listen to the feedback and make the meals appealing to young people. So healthy choice is the easy choice.
Looking back at September and the reaction to this new school menu, there was some concerns from the parents of diabetic school children around this. You've got something new on this, have we? Have there been development?
Special care is given to diabetic children within schools who are opting for school meals. And for some individual meals, depending on the choice, the diabetic children have that meal prepared separately, prepared and cooked, so that we know exactly the carb content of that particular serving. But I'd say that across the board, we have learned from it. We know how important it is to get the values, the publicity, the parent information about the menu out in a timely way. And likewise, we continue to work with the input from Diabetes Isle of Man, along with the dietitians, the Diabetes Centre, the DEFA and Public Health. And everybody is there drawing up the new menu choices for the future. And I can think that with all that input, things will continue to be delivered to a really high quality.
And very quickly, you mentioned about how things are being prepped in the kitchen now and the sauces are all being made from scratch, things like that.
Yeah, they are really important. We don't use a single jarred sauce. All the sauces are made from scratch using roux, Manx butter, flour, milk, and also otherwise spices and fresh ingredients across the board. So it's, you know, it's the kind of thing I wish I used in my home, but I have to confess there's probably more ultra-processed and convenience food in my diet than there is in the school meals.
We can all make changes, can't we?
We can.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.